This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Protests continued in Iran Sunday after the military admitted mistakenly shooting down a Ukrainian airliner. Meanwhile, the British government is criticizing Iran for detaining its ambassador in Tehran. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab has criticized a, quote, flagrant violation of international law after the UK's ambassador in Iran was briefly arrested. Rob McCare tweeted on Saturday night that he'd been detained for about half an hour after attending a vigil for victims in the downed Ukrainian Airlines flight. Iran's military on Saturday admitted mistakenly shooting down the plane amid heightened tension sparked by the drone killing of top commander Qassem Soleimani. Iranian media said McCare had been arrested because he was inciting protests, and some lawmakers were quoted as saying the envoy should leave the country before being ejected. McCare said he was not taking part in any demonstrations and had left the vigil after 5 minutes when some chanting began.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. After weeks of criticism over the handling of the bushfires scorching Australia, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he will propose a national review into the response to the disaster.
And there's a lot of raw emotion out there, and that's why I say there are scars on our landscape and there are scars on our people and scars you won't see. And the rebuilding effort is just not rebuilding the infrastructure. It's just not rebuilding the towns and the homes. It's rebuilding communities. And to do that, you've got to help people restore as well. And no one's immune from that. None of us are.
The Australian bushfires have been burning for nearly 3 months, killing at least 28 people. A small volcano near the Philippine capital erupted Sunday, prompting the evacuation of tens of thousands of people and forcing Manila's international airport to shut down. For more on these stories, go to voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. The United States